Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our host, Dr. Tim Clinton, and his son, Zach, thank you for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and your support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. We want to be your daily encouragement to help you help others. For your life, your love, your faith, and your family. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, won't you? And join us on social media for more fresh content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now, let's join our host, president of the AACC, licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Mac Powell. You may recognize him as the former frontman for the legendary Christian rock band Third Day. They revolutionized, without question, Christian music since the late 1990s. I think Third Day sold over 10 million albums, and they were awarded 4 Grammys, 1 American Music Award, and 24 Dove Awards. It's unbelievable. He and his wife, Amy, have been married since 1996. They have 5 children, 2 of which, by the way, they adopted. We'll talk about them soon. We'll also get into a little bit about who Mac is and what drives him and where he's going with Mac Powell and Family Reunion. Mac, thanks for joining us here. And the word blessed probably doesn't even begin to describe your life and your career. Do you have any idea?
I had no idea. And you're right. And Tim, once again, it's great to see you and great to be here with you. Thanks so much for having me. But yes, back to what you were saying, my life has been and continues to be greatly blessed. I don't deserve it, but I'll take it.
Mac, let's go all the way back to a small town in Alabama where mm-hmm. you grew up. Tell me a little bit about your childhood. I know that there's a real connection with music through your dad and more. Mm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I grew up in a little town in Alabama called Clanton, Alabama. And I joke about it. I say that if you were to throw a dart at the state of Alabama, like a map, which many people have done before, and if you landed right in the middle, like literally in the middle of the map, that's where I'm from. And it's a little town that, there wasn't much there when I lived there. It was a town of about 7,000 people. In fact, I didn't live in the town of Clanton. I lived 20 minutes outside of the big town of Clanton on a dirt road. And, it's a place where people stop to get gas on the way to Florida. I joke and say that Russia had a McDonald's before Clanton did. So there wasn't much there, but it was home, and I loved growing up there. And I moved to Atlanta, Marietta, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta when I was a sophomore in high school. Went to 3 high schools in 4 years. And so, that's some formidable years. So that was a lot of change for me. But the Lord taught me a lesson. Every time I moved, I didn't want to. And every time I ended up somewhere different, it was so much better than the place before. And so that's a lesson that I carry with me to this day.
Mac, that connection with your dad or this love for music, mm-hmm. Where'd it come from?
Yeah, definitely from the church and my parents.
You sing in church as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up, my mama dragged me and my sister to church every Sunday, and I did not want to go. And now I look back on it now, and I thank her all the time for dragging me to church and putting up with me whining about it. Huh. My dad unfortunately didn't go to church with us hardly ever, but I would learn about these great gospel songs and hymns at church growing up, singing in choir in a little bitty church. This was the day before there were mega churches, and living in a little town like that, I went to Providence Baptist Church number 2. I have no idea where the first one was, Providence Baptist Church number 2, and gave my life to the Lord at an early age. And sang in choir and sang some solos. And I learned so much about music in church, but then I would go home and listen to my dad's record collection and learn about music that way too. And both my parents play guitar and sing, so I was around it my whole life.
You have a distinct voice, and you got a little Southern rock in you or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
You're coming out of Alabama, of course,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know?
It's in the water.
It's in the water.
Yeah.
Mac, when did somebody pick up on that? Where'd the connection come together where we've got something going here? I know you moved to Atlanta. You hooked up with your lifelong friend, Mark
yes,
Lee, right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, as I said a second ago, I grew up singing in church, and I don't know how I started doing that. Once again, learned a lot about music from that. When I moved, I'd always wanted to be in a band. My dad played guitar, and he had always wanted to be in a band, but he was drafted into the military and the army to go to Vietnam. And he went from, he had a pretty rough life growing up. His parents got divorced when he was young. And so he kind of went around from different places, quit school early in, you know, around 16, 17 years old. When he met my mom, they got married not too long after that. And so he went from this, early young teenager, or about 17 or 18, going from, hey, I'm going to go be in a band and travel the country, to, okay, now I'm going to go to Vietnam and I'm getting married, and then 10 months later have a child, and then 10 months later have another child. So his life changed drastically in a year and a half, and he ended up, that dream that he had kind of got passed on to me. So back to me going to Atlanta, I'd always wanted to be in a band. In high school, I was around a few people, but it was mostly marching band people I was around. I wasn't like around rock band people. But in marching band, I met Mark Lee. I sang at a senior assembly, and he said, hey, why don't you, he was in a rock band, garage band, and he said, why don't you come sing for us? I went, okay, what's the name of the band? He said, Nuclear Hoedown. I went, absolutely.
Nuclear Hoedown?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't come up with that one. That was his fault. But started singing with Mark, and toward the end of our senior year, the Lord really started working on both of our hearts, and I knew I wanted to share my faith through the music, and didn't know anything about Christian music, had never listened to it. So that was the beginnings of Third Day.
Mark and you have been together, Third Day, 25 years.
Yeah,
right?
It was
25 years together.
Yeah, he and I actually had been together, because we met in high school, probably a lot longer than that. So we, up until the summer of last year when we ended Third Day, it had been, 27, 28 years, something like that. So even though it was bittersweet to end something that was so great for so long, he and I both had on our hearts wanting to do some other things. And so he's continuing to do music as well. And
we're fired up here. I know that. Mac, the name Third Day, where'd it come from?
Yeah, a lot of people have asked that. And it's funny, I'm a big Twitter fan and Instagram fan, and every Easter I post Happy Third Day. And you'd be surprised and shocked at how many people respond to that and go, oh, Easter, Third Day, the resurrection. Okay, now I get it. A lot of people say, so what did God create on the third day that was so great that you would name your band after, and no, that's not it. It's the resurrection.
It's the resurrection. Mac, you've had some amazing songs that go into any concert that you do and people sing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this stuff's embedded in the hearts and minds of a lot of Christians all over the country, if not around the world. Let me read a couple of them. God of Wonders, Show Me Your Glory, King of Glory, Cry Out to Jesus, I Need a Miracle, and more. Mac, what was your favorite?
Oh, goodness.
You have a favorite?
This is what I say in concert, and I'm not to give you a line or a joke, but it's true because I've lived this out, that as you said earlier, I have five kids, and my songs, in a way, are kind of like my kids. Now, of course, I love my children a lot more than my songs, but with your songs, you can't pick a favorite, just like you can't pick a favorite from your children. You love them all in different ways. And even if you got an ugly baby, you still love it. So all these songs might not be the best, but I love them. So it's hard to pick a favorite. There's a song we're going to do actually tonight. I really love this song. If I had to pick a favorite, there's one, it wasn't one of those huge hit songs like you just named off the list, but there's a song called I've Always Loved You. And it's really a love song from God to us. And I love it so much that I actually redid it a few years ago for a solo country record that I did. And so to this day, that was a song that came out in 99. To this day, I'm still doing it.
Here's a piece of I've Always Loved You.
Don't you know I've always loved you? Even before there was time. Though you turn away, tell you still, don't you know I've always loved you, and I always will.
Mac, I love that. That's a powerful message.
Thank you. Yeah, once again, a love song from God to us, and it's a song that I still love to sing because I know that when people hear it, they're encouraged by that message.
Tell us a little bit about your wife Amy, when you guys met and the significance of your family.
Sure. Well, we met in high school. We were high school sweethearts.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the first day that I met her. I mean, to this day, I remember it so vividly. She's a beautiful woman. At the time, she was, I guess she would have been maybe 16. She has beautiful long red hair, and it just really stands out, you know. And so I'm like, who is that? And somebody introduced us. And we were really good friends for a couple of years before we started dating. So that was a good thing, is that we had that foundation of friendship. And she was really strong in her faith and really was a big part of bringing me back to the Lord. I'd kind of strayed away and gone on, you know, through high school years kind of doing my own thing and not really living for the Lord. And she really encouraged me, and she would invite me to church. And so that was a big part of my life turnaround. But we got married in 96 and have five beautiful children ranging in ages from 19 all the way down to 9 years old. And we adopted our two youngest ones. Our oldest actually goes to school here right down the street at Liberty University. She just started in January.
Any connection between the song Children of God and your kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially adopting the two younger ones. When you do that, it really opens up your eyes to the grace and the mercy that God has given us to allow us to be His children. There's nothing that we've done to deserve that or to earn it. It's strictly because of His love for us. Going through that as a father, not only with biological children, but especially with adopted children, that kind of brought about the beginning ideas of that song.
Here's a piece from Children of God. Love it, Mac. That's one of my favorite Mac Powell songs.
Well, thank you. That's a song that I really had the idea for a few years before I actually wrote the song. And once it, I actually probably came up with a dozen different versions of some sort of song called Children of God. And when I hit on that version that we just listened to, that I knew that was the one. And so it's one of my favorites to sing.
Mac, my little brother Tom was driving from Greenville, South Carolina to Pennsylvania a few years ago and going through a tough time in his life. He said, Tim, I wore out the song, I Need a Miracle.
Hmm.
He said, it meant more to me than you'll have any idea.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mac, where'd that song come from? What's it about?
Well, it's a great story. I don't know if we have time to go into I'll tell you the small cliff note version of it. We were playing in New Jersey, and this older couple came up to me and said they have a story to share with us after the show. So they had told us about their son. His name was Mark, and he had been struggling with addiction and other things his whole life, with depression, and he had decided he was going to end his life. And so he gets in a car and drives off, just like the song talks about, drove off into the woods by himself where he'd get off the highway and down where nobody could see him. And I know there's probably families and children maybe listening, so I won't go through all the details, but he was going to end his life. But he turns on the radio because he was a big music fan. He thought he wanted to hear music while he's passing. And he goes through the dial and can't find any, because he's in the middle of nowhere in these woods. He can't get a signal. And there's one station that comes through, and it's the Christian radio station. And the song that they're playing is a song of ours called Cry Out to Jesus. And right then and there, he did that. He prayed and he asked God to save him and to change his life. And, you know, the rest, hearing that inspirational story inspired me to go write a song, which came from Cry Out to Jesus into this song, I Need a Miracle. And those two songs have, you know, continued to encourage people.
Here's Cry Out to Jesus.
And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus.
Mac, thanks for giving that to all of us. I mean, I think there isn't a person listening who doesn't go through a valley where they're crying out to Jesus and saying, God, would you do a miracle in my life? And you never know. It's amazing to me how God speaks to us.
Absolutely.
You know that?
Absolutely.
He speaks through his word.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a text message from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It could be a song that pops up on a radio.
Right.
You have no idea who you're speaking to and what it means to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the gift. That's the gift of song.
Well, and it's returned to me and to all of us in Third Day many times over. It's you really do. I was thinking about it. You do get what you give. You know, it's you reap what you sow. And for us to kind of sow that seed of that song out to so many people, that's returned to us. That's brought us joy. It's brought us encouragement, seeing the lives that have been changed from it.
Mac, you love the Lord. I mean, I know you do. You exalt him. And another favorite of mine is King of Glory. Let's talk to us a little about your relationship with Christ for a moment.
Yeah. As a person of faith, I think sometimes it's easy for us to compartmentalize our lives, especially as men and as fathers. We can go, well, this is the time I spend with my kids, and this is the time I spend with my wife, and this is the time that I give to God, and this is the time I'm going to work, and all these different things. But as people of faith, that shouldn't be compartmentalized. I mean, he's with us everywhere we go and in every situation. And if we truly are living out that faith, then it's going to carry over into every aspect of our lives, whether we're fathers or, or with our coworkers or our spouses or whatever. And so I think it's just important for me to be reminded of that and to, encourage people that are around me in the same thing.
Mac, you guys, again, 4 Grammys, 24 Dove Awards, 1 American Music Award, singer, songwriter, you name it, 25 years together.
Mm-hmm.
You're stepping out into a whole new day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's Mac Powell and Family Reunion.
Yeah.
Tell us about this new dream and passion.
Well, I tell you what, I've been really inspired the past few years by Moses and by his story. And if you really think about it, Moses, in a way, had 3 different lives. When he was born until 40 years old, he was basically a prince of Egypt. You know, he was in the family of the Pharaoh. He had the best of everything in his life, education and money and food, all these wonderful things. So he goes from 40 to 80, the scripture tells us, he's in the desert. And we often think about the desert being a hard place and a struggle, and it is. But for him, it was a whole nother life. He met his wife. He learned a new trade. He had his children. So the desert wasn't necessarily, even though it was a struggle in his heart, wasn't necessarily a bad thing for him. He learned to have this whole new life.
Yeah.
And then when he was 80 years old, think about this, 80 years old, until he was 120, he has another new life, really doing what God had called him to do. Now, God had called him in all those 3 different kinds of lives that he had, but God trained him. God trained him as a prince to be able to know the laws and the way that things worked with the Pharaoh and with Egypt. And then God trained him in the desert. And then God continued to train him and to use him to lead God's people out of slavery and oppression to the promised land. And so as a person who's now, I know I'm not going to live to be 120 years old, you know, unless something major happens in the medical field, you know, soon. But as a man that's 46, a few years ago, when I had this dream that God had placed on me to go outside of the walls of the church to try to reach people that would not normally come to a Christian concert, I thought, why? How can I do this? That's not my comfort. It's comfortable to be here in the church. It's comfortable to use this language that I know and that the people that listen to my music know. I don't want to go do something different. But when God puts that dream in your heart, you can't let go of it. And until you move, you're not going to find true joy. And so when I started taking steps to do what I feel like God had called me to do, That's when this newfound freedom in my life came about. And it can be so scary. I mean, think about how, and Moses didn't want to do it. He didn't want to go. He's like, pick somebody else. And there are times when I'll say, God, are you sure this is what you want me to do? This other thing is working. It's great. Nobody's got a problem with this. It's successful. But God sometimes calls us to things that just don't make sense in the world. And so here I am in the beginnings of moving forward with that goal and that dream. And the great thing about it is I really have the best of both worlds. I get to go and try to share some music and love on some people who wouldn't normally come to a Christian concert, but also have times like tonight where I get to gather together with my brothers and worship and celebrate what God has done in our lives. So it's really, I'm kind of a spoiled brat, to be honest with you, get to do this.
Hey, the motto for Mac Powell and Family Reunion, if you're a lover of music, that's a little bit of rock, a little bit of country, a little bit of gospel, whole lot of love.
Yeah, that's it. It's
that's
all of
family
the,
reunion.
That's the family reunion. And we want everybody that hears our music to be part of the family, you know, and that's what, back to the song Children of God, you know, what a great honor we've been given to be called a child of God. And so why not want to share that with other people and tell them about this great hope that we have? We've talked about sitting down and doing this for a while, and so it's an honor to be here with you and to be here tonight.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, we pray God's richest blessing on you and your family. Be sure to join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, tell us how we're doing, and maybe ask a question or two, or simply for more information on our resources and upcoming events. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.